And finally, let's look at the skin. So before we begin, let's just make sure that you're aware that any of the information I'm presenting here is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional, and it's also not medical advice. And when you're presenting to your clients, you need to be really careful and make sure that they are aware that what you're presenting and what I'm presenting here today is intended as a sharing of my knowledge, information, clinical research, and clinical experience over many years. I encourage you, and you should encourage your clients, to make their own healthcare decisions based upon your research and in partnership with a qualified healthcare professional. This is especially true for folks who are on any medications. Just want to make sure that the things that we talk about in terms of nutrition are not going to interfere with the protocols. Your skin is an indicator of what's going on inside your body. Your skin is an organ of elimination. In fact, it's the largest organ of elimination in your body. A very large surface area of skin covers your body. And so markings on your skin can be indicative of problems elsewhere. It can be indicative of immune problems or allergy problems. It can be indicative of digestive problems. So let's have a look at the skin and the exam form. So what you can have your person do, or you can do for them, is you can have them just look through their entire body. Use a mirror or have a loved one help them to see places they normally wouldn't see. You know, the back, the backs of the legs, the folds of the knees, and the back of the scalp. And just mark any areas where there's rashes, skin tags, and skin tags are those little flops of skin that look like they have a stalk, and then they just kind of hang, and they're very often associated with insulin resistance and glucose imbalance, by the way. Discolorations, bumps, bruises, moles, or other abnormalities. You know, bruises come and they go, cuts come and they go, but if they don't, if they come and they last, then that's an indication of some sort of problem. So give them a page, and give them a picture and allow them to take a look and mark it. So skin tags are a sign of blood sugar problems. It could be hypoglycemia. It could be the tendency towards diabetes. It could be just they have low chromium, which is one of the precursors of blood sugar imbalance. And it could be their tendency to develop cysts or polyps. So if they have a lot of skin tags on the outside, it's possible that they have some cysts and polyps on the inside, like inside their nose or inside their intestines. When people have dry skin, it's usually indicative of a deficiency in fatty acids, vitamin A, or vitamin E. And so many times people want to just slather the moisturizer on their skin. But it doesn't solve the real problem. It doesn't solve the problem that's going on inside the body, the imbalance that's triggering it. And that's what we're all about, right? We're all about finding the tendencies, the root cause. If they have goose flesh at the backs of the arms or thighs, what does that mean? Goose flesh meaning when you're cold and you get the little goose flesh throughout your body, it's raised bumps, but they're not discolored. And if you have that, if you find that at the backs of the arms or the thighs, it can often be related to a vitamin A deficiency. It could be associated with low thyroid function, and very often is. Low fatty acids, low zinc, and low vitamin E. So any one of those things can contribute, or it could be a combination. It could be low stomach acid that's contributing to all of that, or low sluggish liver function and bile production that's contributing to poor essential fatty acid and vitamin E absorption. So that's an important sign, and I look at that for everyone. And when I'm working with somebody on the phone, if I'm working with a mom with a kid, I'll have them go to the backs of their arms, and oftentimes we find it, especially in kids with immune problems, because low fatty acids and zinc and vitamin A are all associated with the immune system. If they have excessive bruising or they're bruises that are slow to heal, they can have deficiencies in vitamin K, vitamin C, vitamin E, or bioflavonoids. And I have a patient who I adjust her probably a few times a year. But she's always got some sort of big bruise. And I'm always talking to her about taking more vitamin C and taking bioflavonoids and getting off of some of the foods that interrupt their absorption. And she does for a while, and then it goes away, and, you know, she'll forget, and then the bruises start happening again. So it's really important to look for patterns of chronic bruising for deficiencies in vitamins. If you have wounds that take a long time to heal, you cut your leg shaving and 3 months later you still have the cut, there's some deficiencies involved here. It could be deficiencies in vitamin A, vitamin C, zinc, fatty acids, and also it could be an early warning sign for diabetes, or it could be an insulin resistance situation that will be headed towards diabetes, because with diabetics, they get less circulation to the periphery. If somebody has a tendency towards hemorrhoids, it can be related to dehydration, you know, when the stool gets really hard because of dehydration. Lack of fiber, again, leads to the stools being really hard to pass. Low levels of vitamin E and A, as well as bioflavonoids and essential fatty acids. So low levels of these take away some of the lubrication in the stool and can lead to inflammation in the gut that creates this hard-to-pass stool or lack of peristalsis. And also inadequate exercise or food allergies. When you don't exercise enough, you don't really exercise your abdominal muscles enough, and you don't get adequate peristalsis, which doesn't allow stool to move easily and quickly through your gut, which causes it to dry up and be difficult to pass, which can irritate the tissues and the veins at the edge of the anus. And then finally, tenderness at the rib margins. This is a sign of adrenal distress or overwork. So if you reach around and have people just reach around their side with their hands behind their back and their thumbs over the edges of the ribs, you can feel for signs of tenderness, and that could be adrenal stress. It's not necessarily, but it definitely is a possibility. So we've examined the body head to toe, literally. We've looked over every nook and cranny. We've looked at the form. I've given you a PDF file. We've gone through it front to back. It's something that you could use as is. You can hand it to a client, or you can create your own. Just take out the most common things that you want to do on most people, and then have separate documents for some of the more detailed things that you may not be doing on everyone. You can give the person the form to fill out or send it to them by email, or you can ask some of the questions. You could say, okay, you know, get on the phone with them and say to have a mirror handy during the call and have them look, and you can walk them through. I've done that before. I've done that with people who get a little bit confused and overwhelmed by paperwork, and it works just fine. I've even had her sit there on Skype and a webcam for some of this. Now, you got to make sure the person has good lighting, because sometimes you really can't see their tongue very well over Skype, but you can see if they show you a rash, or you can see asymmetries. And so there's a lot of things that you can see that way. So that's another option for doing these things.